Hi, folks. The theme of this week has been parts of our body. So today I want us to look at our eyes, to see the colours round about us. We have what's called cone cells. There's about 7 million of them, concentrated opposite the lens in our eye. We need the bright conditions for them to work fully. Other cells called rods, there's about 100 million of them. They're used to see in darker places, so they're very sensitive. On a dark night, you can see a candle 30 miles away. Normally, our eyes move together to allow us to judge distances, but the chameleon, that's different. The chameleon can look at its prey with one eye, and the other eye can be roaming around to look for any danger or threat. The falcon, well, it dives at almost 200 miles an hour, and even a small speck of dust could damage its eye at that speed. So it has a membrane which covers its eyes when it dives. The eye is a fascinating work of God's creation. So the eyes. It's a fearful experience to be blind, unable to appreciate the beauty of God's creation around us. A sunset in the west, a flower in the garden, a picture in the gallery. What's worse is to be spiritually blind, to miss out on the beauty and the attractiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be told or read of his life, what he did and said, and especially why he died on a cross, yet to be untouched and unmoved by it all. As Jesus was leaving a city, he was confronted by a blind man, and he called out to Jesus for help. And Jesus stopped and turned and asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the man's reply, "That I might receive my sight." And he did. One day, Jesus met another man who was blind. He gave him sight, and an argument broke out amongst his family and amongst his friends round about him. He stopped them all and he said, "Once I was blind, but now I can see." And that same change is needed by us all, to see the wonder and the beauty, the relevance and the application of Jesus and his message today, right now, for us all. Have a good day.